Hi, and welcome to Super Anti-Aging Podcast. With your host, Steve Halpern. That's me. If you're new to the show, the purpose of this podcast is to bring you the latest health information to truly experience wellness. It's very exciting to see what's going on in this whole wellness movement. Time Magazine, I was at Whole Foods, and I was looking at the magazines, and there's a whole issue of Time Magazine on wellness. Well, lots of health magazines now, an abundance of them, not just Prevention Magazine, which for decades was really the only health magazine then, and some of the bodybuilding magazines, which mentioned supplements. Well, looking through this, it was very, very exciting to see celebrities now pushing wellness. Gwyneth Paltrow and a whole host of actors and actresses and even politicians moving into this whole wellness area. I think economics is a big thing. It's a multi-billion dollar industry, but I think it's the two other issues. One, an aging population of baby boomers like myself who we were called the nuts and the berries. There are a few health stores here and there, and there are a few people pushing juicing and healthy eating, but we were considered on the fringe. Now it's mainstream. So I think it's the aging population and also the media, Dr. Oz and the internet, with lots of health spokespeople and YouTube, and also the insurance issue. Many young people don't have insurance, and so they want to stay healthy. So again, it's really exciting to be part of this movement. I've been part of this movement for 50 years. It's kind of strange to realize I've been doing this so long. But an interesting piece in that Time Magazine issue on aging. And I think we need to change that whole wording. Not aging, youthing. I like that, youthing. You get younger every day. You get back to where you used to be. That feeling where you jump out of bed at, like I do, at 6:30 in the morning, ready to work out, ready to start the day with zillions and zillions of projects, not being bored, just wanting to learn. I mean, how wonderful that we have the, especially for baby boomers, but for anybody, how much is on there that we can learn? I can take courses at universities for free in any subject I want online. Watch YouTubes and learn things. Learning, learning, learning. Remember, as long as the brain is stimulated like a muscle, it will continue to make new connections. That's right. Yeah, don't run out of brain cells. That's a myth. Maybe you run out of brain stimulation and you fall into the pattern of who you're supposed to be according to the culture. Older individuals, only chronologically, not necessarily biologically, have so much to contribute from life experience. So let's get into the nitty gritty. One of my favorite brain nutrients, well, of course, broccoli seed, because broccoli seed helps with brain connections, brain inflammation. Lots and lots of research on broccoli seed. Another one that's been around a while is a special form of magnesium. Magnesium is involved in 5,000 enzyme cells in the body. It's very protective of brain function. The trick is, how do you get magnesium into the brain? And researchers at MIT came up with a way of doing that by combining it with magnesium with other amino acids to get it into the brain. There's a product from Life Extension called Neuromag, and it gets into the brain, gets that magnesium into the brain. Ginkgo has had a lot of press, but I think it's worth a try, Ginkgo Biloba. But some of the clinical studies didn't come out all that great. I think it's interesting, and it might be part of the program. Bacopa is an Ayurvedic Indian herb that's been around a long time as part of the Ayurvedic tradition. And it absolutely has good research on improving brain function. Balancing your circadian rhythm for brain function, especially if you have problems sleeping at night because you're so stimulated. I think the Neuromag can help. I think the Bacopa can help. I think there's something to Kaba tea, not doing too much of it, and helping brain focus. Phosphatidylserine, another interesting supplement for many people, seems to improve brain function and concentration. Making sure you have enough folic acid. You don't need much. 400 micrograms, 800 micrograms. Some people might need methylfolate because that's the active form of folate, of folic acid. And a little bit of that, again, in the microgram dose might help. B12. No harm in taking a B12 lozenge, 5,000 milligrams of B12, or even 1,000 milligrams of B12 in lozenge. Can certainly raise B12 levels. Again, let me get back to that topic of your circadian rhythm and understanding that it's very important, and research has shown that keeping that rhythm functioning, in other words, we're light dark creatures. It's very important you don't sleep with lights. Well, that includes your computer, right, at night, and not leaving it on. And quieting yourself at night. And trying to go to sleep around the same time. And getting up around the same time. So, find out what is your most productive time cycle. So you do your most creative work during that time cycle. Like I said, the brain has its own circadian rhythm. And for most people, it's, even though there are some, I guess, gene issues that push people to be night creatures. Okay, if that's who you are, that's who you are. I mean, there are exceptions to every health rule, but let me continue with the brain nutrients. So we have phosphatidylserine, the last one I said. Sometimes CBD, some people find that the CBD can help. You know, one of the, again, the issues is controlling brain inflammation, not eating inflammatory foods, which is processed foods. Maybe taking a little butter in, there's MCT, medium chain triglycerides, might be interesting. Some people like the bulletproof coffee with the MCTs. I think caffeine is certainly, for people who don't overdo it, a helpful brain nutrient. And, of course, exercise. Exercise is part of your daily life. Not just going to the gym. I stopped going to the gym. And I've been a gym person since I had my first gym at 11 years old, 12 years old. Had all my friends, had those weights in the basement, you know. In fact, one time I was lifting those weights doing the bench presses, watching, you know, looking at those bodybuilding magazines, wanting to look like those bodybuilders. And I had a put together bench for bench pressing, and the bar falls on my chest, and I can't get it up. And I had to call my parents, help me, help me, help lift this off my chest. Little experience with home gyms. But like I said, the lesson I've learned from decades and decades, include exercise, functional exercise. When you carry groceries, lift the bags. In future podcasts and videos, I'm going to talk about bands and stretch bands and how you can use it on a daily basis. You know, look to take the stairs. Look to take the stairs, not the elevator. Look for more and more and more activity, activity, activity. We sit too much. You know, interesting population in New York. You know, there were communities like Little Italy, and you'd go to Little Italy and you'd see seniors in their 80s and 90s even in good shape doing their daily life. Why? Because they would climb flights of stairs in tenements every day and go bring the groceries home, and they grew up in a generation where you washed your clothes and did the line and did the ironing. There were functional activities. We don't have that many functional activities. So you have to add this to the function. Like I said, think of stretching. I have some weights by my desk. Okay, I have some weights by my chair when I'm watching TV. And you can do these. You can do curls and arm presses. Okay. While you're watching TV, take a break from your desk. And don't worry about going to the gym. Do it then and there. So, getting back to that subject of the brain, that's why we're talking about this. Exercise will improve brain function. So I've decided to keep these podcasts a little shorter, so you'll have to listen to more podcasts. And we'll continue this topic. So if you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, please subscribe. Any suggestions, put in the suggestion box. Eventually I'll be uploading these to iTunes and some other pod websites, so that it might be a little easier. But again, if you enjoyed these, please share them with your friends and family. Again, thank you so much for listening. This is Steve Halpern.